A warm welcome to Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. And this is episode number 45. And as always, it's a great pleasure to have with me our co-host and Secretary General of the International Fizzball Association, Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Jörn, and hello, Fizzball World.
Yeah, Chris, it's time for a throwback 2021, and we will do this with moving pictures. That's why we have produced this episode also on our YouTube channel. And Chris, let's start, or what should we do?
Yeah, of course, let's start. And it's plenty to talk about, and time is running.
It started with our Athletes Forum, second edition on the 9th of January, and followed by Greatest Athletes of All Time of the World Games.
Yeah, Martin Weiss was our nominee, and he made it under the top 10 of all World Games sports. Big success, I would say, for Martin Weiss, of course, and of course also for our sport of fizzball. And we can see here pictures out of the World Games from 2005 from Duisburg, where Austria won the gold medal with Martin Weiss as number one striker. In total, Martin won three World Games titles and eight continental titles in the European Championship, 10 national titles, and I hope I'm right, he won once the World Championship in 2007, if I'm informed right.
You're absolutely right. And then this was followed by our inaugural World Fizzball Day on the 30th of January. And we had the idea with a president's call, and we invited presidents from fizzball associations all over the world to really report about the situation. And it was followed by Ask the President session.
Yeah, it's World Fizzball Day. And you
have it was a day full of activities all over the world, and it finished with the IFA Award ceremony.
Really, and if you want to send us your proposals for this year's edition, there's some more time on the 9th of January.
Yes,
close it. This was followed by another virtual activity, the IFA Policy Forum on the 30th of March with Dr. Holger Preuss. And I had the chance to present our new strategic plan at the EF Forum of the International Federation of GIFs at that time. But I think now it's time to put some glitter dust on the year 2021, and we're coming to the sportive action after half a year of virtual meetings. We started with the restart of Fizzball, and that's your hometown, that's your home club, Chris.
Yeah, it was an honor to be host of the World Championships in 2021. Usually it was planned only to host the under-18 men's and women's World Championship together with the under-21 men's European Championship. In the end, we had the honor also to host the Women's World Championship in Austria in Gelsenkirchen, and therefore the event was only called World Championships 2021. And exciting matches, many spectators. I would say it was a fizzball festival, and I enjoyed a lot and was happy that we managed it to host one international event on a world level in 2021.
Chris, you couldn't tell and be more proud of that. And the whole Fizzball family would like to thank you and your club and Austria for hosting that restart. And currently we see the gold medal match of the German ladies, and the women's won it really very straight. It was the Saturday's final, and at the end it was a 3-0 victory for Germany defending their world champion title. It was close. But I think the ladies from Austria were happy to win the silver medal.
Indeed, congratulations to the old and new world champion Germany. Impressive performance, what they've shown the whole world championship. And yeah, the final, you said it, even it was a 3-0, it was closer than the result. Said in the end.
Yeah, but once again on the top of the podium with the crown in their hands, the team Germany, which gives them another mark in the Guinness World of Records. But as you mentioned, congrats also to Team Austria. And here we are on the Sunday's final. It's the under 18s women final, and it's another match between Germany and Austria. And this was much closer. So maybe the future for the Austrian ladies is a little bit closer to the Germans. But let's talk about the sport, and that's your part.
Yeah, you can see it was the last day of the World Championship, and there was bad weather on that day, and the field of play was not only green all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really sorry that we a little bit destroyed your lawn in the venue, but it was worse to watch the match because it was a close match, wasn't it?
It was a very close match, and yeah. Many spectators, and I guess they also enjoyed the match, the performances on the pitch, and great fistball action, which was shown by all athletes.
Yeah, you can see it here. Currently, the standing is 10-10, and we are in the first set, and it will continue to be close. Maybe this was a little surprise for Team Germany. Set point in the first set for Austria, and finally they made it. They went 1-0 in front in this under 18 women's final. This is set point 12-10, first set for Austria. I could imagine that the German male team coach was not really happy about that, and he changed a little bit. What was your impression of that day? Had you any time to watch these incredible matches, or have you been too busy and involved in all the preparations of the victory ceremony and things going on?
To be honest, I didn't have the chance to watch that many matches as I wanted to. I just had more time to watch the under 18 men's final. I didn't see that much of the women's final live, but of course I had the chance to watch it real life many times after the event, and as I said before, incredible performance and very exciting match from both teams, and impressive that Germany made it back and won the title again.
Yeah, now we are with a score of 5-3 for Austria, even in the second set. At the beginning for Germany, it was not so good. This ball was out. Let's talk a little bit more about some figs and faggers you have reached with that championship. Do you have some for us?
Yeah, for sure. I would say the most impressive number I can talk about are two media numbers. With this World Championships, we reached a total number of 395 million people only by media worldwide. Really impressive number. I would have never expected before to reach such a number. And the media value we reached with this event only by media coverage was nearly 4 million euros. What means you have to invest 4 million euros to have such an media impact, or you have to buy advertisements to have such an impact. That's a big number for our sport, and it was only possible because of the big media coverage and, of course, the very good performance of all athletes on the pitch.
Definitely, and we are now in the really crucial phase of set number two, and this was a little bit of the game-changing phase for Team Germany and Austria. Currently in the lead, 10-9, Team Germany. And this is a set point for Team Germany, and they made it. So it was 1-1, according to the sets after the second set. So, but let's continue with some more details. As we see currently already the end phase of set number three, it's Germany in the lead, 9-7. What other figures do you have?
Yeah, in and around the host town, Christkirchen, more than 4,000 overnight stays were resulted only by the event, by the athletes, officials, and of course the many, many spectators. In the end, on the five-day event, more than 8,200 spectators attended the event in Austria. And I'm also very proud to say COVID was a big topic before and of course also during the event. And we tried to minimize the risk as good as possible for all participants, for the athletes, for the officials, and of course for the spectators. And of course also for the volunteers, and we bought more than nearly 6,000 COVID tests before the event, and in more than 4,000 COVID tests the officials, the athletes, and the volunteers did every day. There was no positive case. And that was also a big success, I would say.
Absolutely. But now we're coming to the success of the Germans, as we are currently in set number four, and it's 12-11, Germany in front, but the Austrians never gave up. And so this is the set point, match point. And finally, the weather conditions, as you mentioned before, and the lawn really made some of the points very interesting. It looked a little bit like Wroclaw, the World Games final some years ago. But really incredible, the Austrian ladies never gave up. But you can see it here, long rallies, interesting matches. And that's also the beauty of the women's matches, that there are longer rallies. We discussed this at the IFA Athletes Forum, and I think both kinds of men and women matches are very interesting. They are different, of course, but seeing a long rally like this is also, it makes me fun. And unluckily, these last points, the weather conditions as mentioned before, made it and brought the victory for Germany.
We can see the Germans are celebrating, so also congratulations again to Team Germany for their victory. Impressive matches, and we are here in the under 18 men's final, also a quite tough and close match, and the game plan of the coaches changed, I guess, three times minimum during the game, during the match. And first I thought, Germany will win the final very clear. Then I thought, okay, Austria is coming back. And in the end, I had no clue who will win the final. And in the end, also Team Germany made it in the under 18 man competition.
Yeah, but let's do it step by step. You have seen really the second set was a very close one, 13-11. At the end, Germany won. And now we are in the third set, and it was 8-8. And now Austria is taking the lead, 9-8, 10-8. And this will bring back Austria in the track. And they closed the gap after set number three. It's only 1-2 between Austria and Germany. But this will need another second, and then the rally of Austria continued. Any special player you have in your mind talking about this under 18 final?
Yeah, for sure. And I'm thinking of if I have more different one, but I'd like to highlight one in the men's competition from Team Austria. Probably it's a bit unfair because he's player of my club, but I really like the performance of Philipp Einsiedler, who was also a player of the tournament in the men's competition. And yeah, the performances of many players were really great, but
I think, Chris, it's absolutely fair to manage Filippo. He is one of the players, one of the up-and-coming stars. Maybe he will be the Rookie of the Year 2021. We will see that later when we have the IFA Awards in just a few couple of weeks. But currently, we are still in the fourth set, a very close one, as you mentioned before. You never know who will win this match. Current standing, 8-7 for Team Austria. And also, at the end of the day, this fourth set will be a win for Team Austria. And we have a 2-2 after four sets. But let's watch the beauty of these games. It really was a fight. How long did it take to rebuild the lawn in your stadium? Many weeks, many months?
It took some weeks. I guess in middle of September, we had the chance to host our home matches in the league again. We had to postpone some matches to save the lawn, and we also had professional support of a company who's an expert on sports lawn.
Look, this incredible performance of Team Austria. It's incredible to watch them and to see that fight. And they really forced the Germans to play in the mud. but talking about the mud once again, did it change the perception of these World Championships in your team, in your club, after the club members have seen all the destroys? Or are you still looking forward to host the next edition of one of these big events?
No, the joy is still there, and we are looking forward to host an international event again in the future. So no one is talking about the mud or the destroyed field of play. That's no topic in our club. We repaired everything, and we are happy that we had the World Championship here. And now we can see the match point, if I'm right, in the fifth set. And to be honest, I guess the game changer was the 10-minute break right before the fifth set. Austria was in the lead, had a high in their performance after the third and the fourth set. And after the 10-minute break, the Germans came back to the field of play. And I said to the guys next to me on the field of play, I guess Germany will win. You can see it in their eyes when they came back on the field of play. And so it was. And it was a very thrilling and close final set. And you can see 11-9 for Team Germany in the fifth set. It reminded me a lot on the final at the World Games in 2017 in Poland. You said it before. Because of the weather condition of the grass, and so on.
And Chris, you can see the pictures changed very quickly after that. So we had other editions, we had other football events like the Champions Cup in Austria and Switzerland, the ladies' final with many rain, but we have been there, and it was great to see the performances of the ladies and Vöckler Brook, this home world champion, this home European Cup. They won, was incredible experience, and it continued. Another incredible experience, I think, was the final three in Austria. Big grandstands, a really good performance, and we had another highlight in September when we introduced the IFA 2-on-2 star event series. Here you can see pictures from the event in Nuremberg, Aibach. Just 5 years after the under 18 world champs in Aibach, we made another big event there, and this was the 2-on-2 European star. What's your, you played in Aibach, Chris. What has been your impression from this new discipline we officially introduced?
I played there together with Lola from Chile in the mixed competition. To be honest, I love the 2-on-2 series because it's different to the five-a-side fistball, to the normal fistball. And really, I can only recommend everyone to play it. It's so much fun. It's exhausting too. I couldn't believe before. Yeah, it was great. And just do it.
You can see it here. It's really the fun part is so important also for that tournament. We started in the city of Leipzig within the German under 14 championships. There we saw the first winners and we saw how attractive it is, but also how really you need a good condition from your body. Otherwise, you will not go through the whole day of this tournament. And the first star was awarded at that event. And then another highlight at the end of the year, both of us attended the competition managers meeting in Birmingham, Alabama. And that's your turn. Give a little overview. What to expect next year?
Yeah, what to expect next year? Awesome, exciting, really great World Games. And we can see here our venue. Our venue is placed right in a college, Birmingham Southern College, beautiful venue. And there's the motto, live where you play. That means athletes have very short ways from their accommodation to the field of plays. We have two courts planned right now, and of course also warm-up courts. Court number one will be prepared really, really cool with a grandstand, TV broadcasting, a big video screen. Everything is prepared for a really cool event, and yeah, it's a unique venue, I would say.
Absolutely, Chris. So many things more. We couldn't put in our throwback of 21 minutes in for 2021. But there's one thing I would like not to miss, and that's a big thank you for you and your support. Without your passion and your support, we would never have managed all these events. And one thing I definitely have to share with our audience, and that's that we convinced you to run a 1K mile run. And as I know that you don't like to run, we convinced you to run the way with a fistball. So thank you so much for all your sharing of knowledge, your input you gave to us and the fistball community. It's really a great pleasure.
Jörn, I have to add something. First of all, thank you very much. I appreciate it really very much. And I have to share the thank you to all involved people in the organization or everyone who's doing anything for our great sport. Of course, a big thank you back to you. You're not only a president, you're very active and I always say working president. That's very unique. And I know many other international sport federations, and I don't think that's normal. And I could see it in your look back on the year 2021, so many pictures, so many activities. And I'm looking forward to have many activities together with you and our team in 2022 again. And of course, to all our commissions, to our board, of course, to all club representatives, to our World Tour hosts, to the World Tour teams, big thank you. And I'm looking forward to see you all again at our events next year.
And this perfectly fits to the new motto of the International Olympic Committee, which added to Hearts to Fire Stronger in this year the word together. Only together we will manage all these upcoming events, all these upcoming duties, and we are really both looking forward to the World Games in Birmingham, Alabama. And Chris, let's finish also this episode as we tried always. And please don't forget.
Together.
We are
Fistball.